everybody.
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Yes. I'm singing like this because RIP to my voice. Where is it?
What happened to your voice?
I don't know.
What have you done? Oh, y'all, that bullshit you did this weekend.
I wasn't yelling. Oh, I did. I did host. But hopefully you know who I am. I'm Angel. Who are you?
I'm Marcus. We are both hosts of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? The podcast has been going on for 10 years now.
Yeah.
10 years and two tours.
10 years and two tours.
Hey.
Yeah.
We do this podcast every single week.
Oh, one more time.
It was horrible.
There we go.
We do this podcast every single week, and we do it happily with our immediate family. All right. Our immediate family are the people in the Patreon. They sat here and talked to us before we start pressed record. Actually, while we press record, but you ain't going to get our leg because you ain't part of the Patreon. We sat and chit-chat with them and converse with them, and we talk to them after we stop, and we a family. We call them the immediate family because all y'all family that view this podcast, but they are immediate family because we, you know, it's in-house stuff. Once we come in from outside playing, leave the cookout, leave the family reunion,
yeah,
we go home and close that door, then we get down to the nitty-gritty.
Get down to the knit to the grit.
You can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the low, low of $5 a month and get in on all the goodness. Yeah, we also joined by
a sponsor, BetterHelp. You'll find out more about them later on the podcast because we want you to get help and we want it to be better. And if you are thinking about, hey, I need some to find someone to help me with my mental health, BetterHelp is a great place to look. So make sure you check them out. And we'll give you all the details a little later.
What's
you
up?
Know what the question is.
How am I doing?
Yeah.
I am doing, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
I'm doing better now, but I'm doing good. My bad, I'm trying to figure out how to.
How to what?
There we go. Nothing?
Turn off the what?
But I'd be forgetting that y'all's thing's on the side.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, no, I'm doing good. We have completed the tour. We were done with the tour. No, we wasn't. Yeah, we was done with the tour last time we recorded.
Uh-huh.
We were fresh off the tour. We couldn't even think straight.
We recorded our last week's episode late. So
yeah, very late.
It went up on Friday instead of Wednesday because of the tour. And then we're back for our Monday live shooting with our Patreon for this episode that'll go up on Wednesday. So it does feel like we just talked to y'all. But things have happened since last talked.
They have.
So I'm just now realizing that your face is scruffy.
Yeah, my face is extremely scruffy. I didn't feel like shaving and all that. I did shave that my head. That had to happen. but no, feeling good. We sent our oldest, he's off to camp.
Yeah.
One of the many camps that he's going to be doing and has done. It's a camp for what exactly is it? It ain't college prep, is it?
No. So it's a summer camp. It's literally a summer camp. He is going to the black version of it. It's a camp that UCLA has and they've been doing for several years. And then they partnered with this organization called the Village Nation. And they focus on black community, black empowerment. So there is a week, sometimes multiple weeks through the summer, where UCLA will give them a week to be able to bring up campus because the camps are only a week. So
yeah, it's actually shorter this year. I found out when I was there because of the holiday.
Okay.
It's usually from Sunday to Sunday.
Okay, but yeah, give me my child back.
Yeah, it's like, look, I wasn't too keen on it because I'm like, now hold on, we ain't gonna hear from these kids. And
they said no phone.
But it was a good group. It was a few people that he knows, and one boy, I don't know if he already knew him or not, but him and Aiden were in line talking to this one other little light skinned boy that was just as tall as they was.
Oh, okay.
He might have known him. I don't know. He didn't look familiar to me.
Oh, maybe he's somebody you met through Jack and Jill. Or Marcus is getting better also at just introducing himself and becoming friendly.
Yes, it was interesting seeing the spectrum of kids going on that camp because it was like you had the, of course, they had to do the PSV picture. I said, here y'all go with these. Don't nobody ever see these pictures, no way.
Did Marcus get in the P, or was just the mamas? Did Marcus get in the P?
No, it was the kids. The mamas was looking rough. They weren't about to take no picture.
Because Marcus is a part of PSV.
Yeah, so they took that picture. But seeing, like, the spectrum of kids, it was like you had the all the different ranges. And the reason I said spectrum, because then I ended up seeing some kids. It was a couple boys. They all had the same eyebrow.
Slit.
Yeah, slit. Big Daddy Kane slit in their eyebrows. And then the girls, they was posing with, I guess, the girls that they knew. And they was all like, I said, oh, yeah, this is a good spectrum of kids.
Yeah.
The girls' backs was to the camera. I said, now see.
I told, this is the advice I told my son. And did you hear what I was telling him before he left?
I heard you saying, but I couldn't hear what it was. I heard you talking to him.
I said.
He was shaking his head because I knew it was something silly.
I said, you go out here and you have a good time. But whatever you do, don't be out here pulling your penis out. I said, you okay? He said, I'm not doing that. I said, Marcus, I don't care what none of these girls tell you. Don't you pull that thing out. You leave it put up. Summer camp is the time where people's asking for the things to get pulled out. Okay, so it's not
I went to a summer camp, and it was a church summer camp, and the way them dudes and them girls was up around trying to get something done.
Yeah.
I said, Lord Jesus. And I was young. I was always on the young. I'm younger than most of my cousins. I'm like one of the youngest out of my age group of cousins. Like, so they was already off trying. I'm in middle school, I think. I don't even know if I was in middle school. Yeah, I think I was in middle school. And they all, hey, you know, girls' cabins is over here. We try to go get it in. They all in, like, seniors, juniors, and seniors in high school.
That's what I'm saying. He's definitely now at the age where there is a variety of experience where it comes to that. Like, there's, you know, some people who've done absolutely nothing. No kissing, no touching, nothing.
That's high school, period, yeah.
Right, so I'm just like, I understand you are amongst a wide variety of experience.
Yeah.
Everybody also is away from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the most advantageous time to be like.
Yeah, it's going to be some foolishness.
So I'm like,
it's going to be some foolishness.
Hey, just.
Could you imagine some of the young ladies that we do know being on that camp like that?
You talking about the teens I know?
Yeah. Awful.
No.
Angel, I'm trying to be vague here.
Don't say it, but. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
And they not rare.
No, and it's not like, this is the thing. Again, I realize that we're at the age where this is where some people start getting it popping.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, just don't pull it out. Yeah.
Only thing I said when I was driving, I said, don't be influenced by no stupid shit. He said, I'm not. He said, you know, I'm not into all that. I said, I'm just saying.
Yeah. So I just, again, this would be the prime time to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if you could not, that would be great.
Luckily, he ain't, again, he's not that. Now, look, we do have children that we will have to worry about scenarios like this.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't one of them.
That's what, you know what, obviously that's what we assume. That's what we feel like we know. But sometimes it just takes the right person to say the right things to be like, why not?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't want for the first time you to get in big trouble. It's because you at this camp being like, well, you know what? I want to get on base.
Yeah.
So, yeah, hopefully he's having a good time up there.
Just put me in the game, coach.
Right. That's what I'm like. And it's not like he don't want to be put in the game.
Yeah, as far as we know, he ain't in the game yet. But hey, ain't no telling.
But what I do know about him, if he had the right teammate, he would be trying to get in the game. I'm not saying trying to make a home run. He'd be like, well, all right, let's
Yeah.
Test this out. Let's see. So I'm like,
I was in the outfield. But yeah, I'm doing. How you feeling?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, while we all, I think, notice that we talk about mental health more and it's not as much of a like topic that we veer from, it's still pretty hard to ask for help. And let me tell you, BetterHelp's latest research confirms it. All right, BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma reported surveying 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. Wow. What's crazy is we would hope right now that that gap would be closed more because there's so many things going on in life and it is so hard to do this road by yourself. And I'm talking about the mental load that we are under right now as my audience and as Americans. Let me tell you, this is not the time to not ask for help. If you are someone that's thinking about, I need help, I'm afraid to ask, I don't know where to look. Listen, you don't have to ask anymore because I'm going to give you the answer, all right? BetterHelp, it is an amazing option. It's the world's largest online therapy platform. They have over 30,000 therapists, and they've served over 6 million people globally. This and it works because they have an average of 4.9 out of 5 for live ratings, and this is with over 7 million client reviews, excuse me. BetterHelp works with therapists who work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And BetterHelp does a really good job of initially matching you with your therapist based on your therapy goals. You do a questionnaire. It's really short. And they look at your needs and your preferences. BetterHelp has a industry-leading match fulfillment rate. So they do their best to get that match right the first time. But if for some reason you don't feel like it's a good fit, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com/argue. That's BetterHelp.com/argue. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my voice. That irritates me. Watching the BET Awards, I was trying to just sing quietly, but I can't sing any notes in my mid-range quietly or my voice like goes out.
Yeah, you was yelling at that host and you just don't know you was.
I don't know. I've
seen you host and be on a mic. You already elevate your voice.
Well, it's also when you're outside.
You're outside, you have to, especially if you're hosting or something, you on the mic and you can't hear yourself that good because it's outside mm-hmm. and I don't know how loud it was. You was definitely doing some yelling, so that's all it is.
I was over here on the couch trying to sing, I was trying to sing softly because I still want to hear Lauryn Hill sing, but I'm also like, let me sing like real, real quiet. I was going, down the jaw, here my world. Yeah. And I'm not doing that on purpose. Now, if I sing it, down the joy, it'll come out of my world. But if I don't push that hard, of my world, happened?
Hosting.
I hope that's what it is, because my voice has been trash since the boys' basketball season. It has not found its way back to me. But outside of that, I feel free. I feel like the chains have come off.
Mm-hmm. And I see you during the boys' basketball season. And again, I know why then your voice.
Well, yeah, the basketball season, I yelled and mentally too much. That basketball more than any other sport. One, because I understand basketball a lot deeper than the other ones. The football, the plays are so short.
Mm-hmm.
And then soccer, you know.
Just running and kicking the ball. Right. I don't understand nothing about soccer.
So basketball, though, the plays can go a lot longer. It changes over fast. It just, anyways. But I'm feeling good. Glad that my summer now is officially starting. Let's do a Tanksley Pride story. How about that?
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
No, we need to do it in my, I don't know.
No, we did in my feelings last week. Friday. I know what we need to do.
What we need to do?
Hot Tanksley take. Quick question. Are you putting any of the interludes on top of these?
No. I'm not. You know why? Ever since I had to wipe everything and fix my, I don't have that stuff. I need to send it back over to my laptop.
Were you doing it before?
Yeah, I was doing it before.
Hot Tanksley take.
It's been a while since they've been up here, but I was doing it before.
All right, Hot Tanksley take is where my husband gets to use his spiritual gift. He hasn't had a chance to use it in a while.
I have found a new way of thinking.
Shit. A lot of these people, if you want. It's where my husband uses his spiritual gift to be able to complain about any and everything. And your Hot Tanksley take is summer vacation.
Summer vacation. First of all, summer vacation.
First of all,
summer vacation is expensive. Yes. Okay, it's almost like a propaganda. It just as much they like they done capitalized on it just as much as they have Christmas. Anything else. Christmas, any holiday, summer vacation is now extremely expensive. I don't get Disneyland. It now costs a house payment, not even a house payment, a house to go to Disneyland.
It's worth it though. So Disney, don't ever think that we don't appreciate you.
But going on this summer vacation, like people know, gas is not even as efficient in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know what? It's going to be hot. You're going to burn gas a little. It's not going to be the same type of gas. On top of that, you're going to have to run your AC. That's going to be even more expensive. Taking these kids on summer vacation, all the price ain't no cheaper prices. They said, we're going to make up for the fall and winter months and spring months that y'all wasn't here on wherever you vacationing to be even more expensive. And everywhere is crowded because everybody else is on vacation.
Yeah.
It don't matter where you go. It's going to be crowded. Go out to the woods in the middle of nowhere. That's pretty much the only place. And I guarantee you're going to see somebody else. Even the damn wildlife is on summer vacation.
Right.
It's going to be out.
Yeah.
On top of that, when you have kids, it ain't relaxing for the parents at all.
Mm-hmm.
You might think it is, but it ain't because you got to look after their asses. You got to end it. Summer vacation is for them, unless you're not going somewhere with your kids.
Right.
Summer vacation is for the kids because that's your main goal is to, we got to find something for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you almost got to wait till they get back in school for you to go on and do something and relax.
Right.
To not have to worry about keeping their asses alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Summer vacation costs, oh God, I'm just taking out this earring. Summer vacation, I'm like, how are people able to do summer vacation, fix up their house, save for the unexpected? How are you able to do so much? Summer vacation is always going to be like, okay, when we come back, everybody sit on your hands
because
we spent it.
Yeah, don't turn no lights on. Shut that AC off. Don't even put on socks. Just sit here on the floor and shut up. Don't burn no calories.
Right. Oh, man. So I want to do Tanksley Pride today because we did In My Feelings last week. Even though my In My Feelings focused a lot on the Jack and Jill experience I came from. Let's do, or do you feel like In My Feelings will better serve you?
No, we can do Tanksley Pride.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Tanksley Pride is a segment we do where we talk about one, some, or all of our four boys. we call it Tanksley Pride because not only are we like a pride, like a pack of lions, but also because they are our pride and joy. Mm. My Tanksley Pride story, we'll start off with my fur baby.
That's what I was about to go to.
Okay. Oh, you were going there?
Yeah.
I'll let you have her then.
All right.
Go you ahead.
Well, y'all, Angel's dog, Lala, she's, what's it called, hypoallergenic. She has hair and not fur.
Mm-hmm.
So people think, oh, yeah, you get one of these dogs, they don't shed. These dogs still shed. She's got hair everywhere. And because we've been gone, we ain't had time to send her to the groomers. Like, she's been scratching here lately. We think she might have a skin condition or something because her hair is everywhere. I have vacuumed 4 times since Thursday, and her hair is still everywhere because she's constantly scratching. So Angel said, oh, I'm on trimmer. We need to trim. Angel wanted a trimmer before she took her to the groomers because we filter. It's like, oh, you got some matted spots. So, Angel, she started with the scissors, and then she was like, oh, I wish I had the clippers, but I got rid of them. I was like, silly girl, you don't get rid of nothing.
Shut up.
So, I went and found her clippers. So, I'm now, you know, trimming and clipping, and I pretty much get down to a spot to where you could just take the trimmers over. And then, but the mats are bad. Like, the mats are extremely bad. So, I'm, like, squeezing, feeling the mat, trying to get between her skin. I'm getting between her skin and the mat so I can cut off the knots. And it can just be further than trim it down. And I get all the way up to her neck. And y'all, I'm sitting there cutting this extremely hard mat. Ooh. And as I'm cutting, I look and I'm like, oh, my God. I realize I'm cutting the dog's skin. And she had no reaction to it. She was just sitting there. And I freak out. I'm like, oh, my God. So I, like, you know, pick up. I'm patting it. You know, she just wagging her tail, looking at me like, what else? And I'm like, does this not hurt? So then I immediately stop. And I'm like, you're not reacting to this at all. Mm. Like, maybe I didn't see what I thought I saw. So then I go back to the spot and look. I said, yep, nope. That's it. That's it. That's exactly what I did. But it didn't bleed or nothing. It's just, I don't, because Angel gets the weak stomach talking about this. It's just open. So I went to go look for some sutures or something. So I'm like, let me close this up. But I'm like, she's got hair everywhere. Like, I'll have to shave that down. I ain't going to be able to do no sutures or whatever. So I go back, look at it. And again, she's not reacting. She's just like, whatever. So I almost cut this damn dog's head off. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. As much as this dog gets on my nerves and I don't like her, the last thing I want to do is hurt her. And I'm like, oh, my God. So then she was already panting because as soon as I pulled out the clippers and the scissors, like, she was already panting. Like, and so then we realized, like, oh, that's like an anxious type thing. Like, she's already anxious around the clippers. But so after that whole experience, she was like, seemed like really tired or whatever. I was like, oh, she was exhausted from being nervous. So then as the day went on and then like night came, she was like back to being energetic and jumping and stuff. But I'm like, she still ain't reacted to this. And I've checked the spot multiple times. I'm like, it still ain't bled. So I'm trying to figure out, all right, we're going to have to take her to the vet. I was like, I ain't trying to pay for no emergency visit on no Sunday.
No, my God, you already know it's going
to get this dog no stitches.
Kill us.
If she even needs stitches. But yeah, I feel bad for that damn dog. But the amount of hair that I cut off of her is insane. And she still got so much. I don't understand how that much hair coming off of something that small and she can't be completely bald.
Yeah.
Like, that's what blows my mind is how much it transfers from being on her body to being off of her body. Y'all, it's probably a trash bag and a half of hair. If you go to your trash can in your kitchen, the trash bag in it, I filled up one of those and half of another one with her hair. And she's still, and it's not exaggerating, she's still full of hair.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what's going on and why she's scratching so bad. I've been looking for fleas and I'm like, where? Like, I don't see them. I'm like, I don't see any.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not fleas. I think, because it was a couple of spots. Angel's like, oh, you cut close. And I'm like, no, that was like that. I thought Angel cut too close.
I mean,
like,
I could have been me.
2 or 3 spots where you could see like bare skin, but it's not bald. It's like, it looks like the hair is just short. And I'm like, I definitely, it was like that when I started like trimming her, and the trimmers couldn't get that close to even shave that close. So yeah, it's probably, I'm assuming it's an allergy.
So I got to trim the rest of her legs because she's still got mats on her legs, some back on the hind part of her. But she's such a sweet puppy.
I was proud of where I was going. Because before I got Castle, I thought I was going to get me a giant schnauzer. And, you know, you got to, you know, cut them. And I was like, how do you groom these things? That's one of the things that made me say, hell no. The other is their energy level. But doing that like schnauzer, I'm like, oh, that's how you get them to look like that about the body and stuff. I was like, also, if you look at a schnauzer and look at her cut, you'll be like, you're going to be like, oh, that is pretty close.
Listen, but, Marcus yeah, so and cutting dog. My dogs. It like he's never injured one of my dogs before, but he has cut one of my dogs before and Callie looking cut. Like a sewer rat. I was
Look, she was a Yorkie. She was a Yorkie. You know, Yorkies have beards. And I used to wash dogs as a side hustle. I've never groomed a dog as far as giving them a haircut. And I went to cut that dog and I cut her beard off. It was the absolute worst looking
thing. I said, what did you do? I'm like, why? Why
are you? She literally looked like a rat. Like there's no, she looked like a long haired rat. Like,
cause Callie hated being groomed. So I would groom her. I mean, if we would be going at it. She'd be biting at the scissors. And I'd be like, it's all right. Cause I can't let your hair get tangled. So we would just be fighting. And Marcus one day was like, I'll do it. And had her looking crazy. Had her looking crazy. So, and the baby, Marcus been trying to spoil the baby because he feels so bad.
I fed her some salmon last night. Here, you know what I'm saying? She probably think, I don't know why they being so nice, but
holding her. I said, oh, you feel bad, huh? He's like, you know, I don't like the dog, but I don't never like hurting no daggone dog. I laid on the floor. She came up and laid on me like a baby. I said, that's right. That's your mama's baby. My Tanksley Pride story has to do with the twins. There's a couple of things that are happening and I don't like it. And I think I'm just trying to ignore it. One, where they're now at the age, like I accepted when Marcus started to know more about technology than I did. And so that's why he's over the boys' video games. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, have your brother. Don't you come to me with that. You know who you're supposed to ask. Ask your big brother.
He was. I don't even know if he still is, man.
No, because Amar will ask me about stuff. And I'll be like, you know what you need to do. He'll go ask Marcus. And then Marcus will be like, yeah, the game is fine. We just need to have this setting on there. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Go on, do your little gaming stuff and fix it.
So the twins decided they wanted to get into Minecraft. They've been Robloxing it up for I don't know how long, and luckily it's been cool.
Which one is the real blocky one?
They both look blocky.
So you can't, because Amar was playing. Go ahead.
They both look real blocky. I think Minecraft, though, has characters and stuff.
Yeah, because Minecraft, when I was coming up, I didn't understand. It was just, it looked like a bunch of bricks and mines, and I didn't understand the game at all. And I'm like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Granted, I was probably the dumb one, but I'm like, I don't get this.
Well, they decided, okay, we're moving over to that. And they want to do multiplayer games. Cy calls me. No, I think I came home. Cy's about to cry. Cy's able to sign into his Microsoft account, and I don't have one. And I was like, well, how did he get one? And hold up. I was like, ain't no need to cry. We gonna fix it. Anyways, we could not find this setting for multiplayer. Well, I couldn't. And I was like, y'all, I don't really care. Okay. Kai comes back about an hour later. I figured out why we weren't able to. Okay, you want to go here? And I was like, I don't see here. He was like, I'm about to send it to you.
He said, just keep up. I'm going
to
show you.
He sends it to me. Sure enough, he go. He's like, okay, that account's mine. Click on that. Okay, yep. And you want to change those settings. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then go back.
They were going back and forth. She was like, no, Kai. He was like, no, is what I'm saying. Like, there was a little bit of back and forth of like, no, but you can't do this. He was like, no, I'm showing you why. Like, if you change this. Yeah.
So don't like that they're starting to surpass me. And then two, do you see how tall they've gotten?
Yeah.
They were up on me, I don't know what day it was. It was recent. And Kai is now past my shoulder. And I high key wanted to slap the shit out of him and be like, what are you doing up here? What exactly are you? Like, it's, I can tell it's about to go down.
The three of them.
Yeah, Amar.
The height that Amar is starting to get.
Yeah.
finally, because I was like, we need to get this boy checked out because he ain't grown.
You know what he was? He's he just wore, a little boy.
He wore them same damn clothes that was did not he did not outgrow for like, it felt like 3 years. He was in the same clothes. And they finally got too small. I was like, oh, okay.
I just was like, Kai came up to say something to me or come and give me a hug. And I was like, I don't like this. Yeah. This is, and it's so funny because all of their close girlfriends besides, actually she caught up to them. McKinley. McKinley at one point in time was not short compared to Sai and Kai. And I was like, this is confusing because she got two short parents.
They are literally like, all of our friends have girls. And Sai and Kai were the shortest out of the group outside of McKinley.
Yeah, outside of McKinley.
I mean, not just like the shortest. They were, these girls, and some of them still are, towering over them.
Yeah.
Because they all, outside of, well, I don't know where Aria get her height from.
Yeah, I don't know how she's that tall. She's taller than me now.
And Rhea got a tall mama, Denora.
Siobhan's daughter.
Her dad is like 6'7", 6'8", something like that.
So her daughter's taller than me as well.
But these girls were towering over them. I was like, y'all be patient. It's going to come. Trust me on this.
The boys don't seem to care. They're just our friends.
They really don't care. It was, I was telling Angel last night, so they are back on. They love playing basketball. I think Sai's finally on board. He's gotten a lot better. Mm-hmm. I was watching them play and just telling them, you know, tell Sai, stop crossing your legs. You need to keep your legs open and wide so you can move and pivot. That's why you're getting tangled up with yourself. But just watching them set their play and watching the improvement that Sai has had. And then also, it's a little bit of street ball that they do, and I like it. Like, they're sitting there, they're checking the ball again because somebody scored. So, and they're arguing. And, you know, I don't know if y'all ever, like, when somebody checks the ball, if they're, like, you know, angry, they'll, like, throw the ball hard at the person's chest. Then the person's good, they'll catch it. Mm-hmm. And they'll throw it back, like, check. So they were like, he was like, I don't know who was saying what. He was like, dude, you didn't do that right. He's like, I did. He's like, no, you didn't because I do it. And the whole time they're doing it, they're, like, throwing the ball back and forth at each other and catching it. Mm-hmm. I was just like, yeah.
Why you always like?
Yeah, because I don't mind that. Like, just the bickering and over a video game or something. No, take it outside and figure it out.
I found a video of some basketball drills that I'm going to start making them do every day to get their handles together. And let me tell you who will be insufferable if he does actually get his handles together.
I thought about, I don't know how much longer he's going to be doing it.
Chance.
Send him with Chance. And I'm like, I wouldn't be able to bear Kai if he...
Insufferable.
He would be horrible.
Speaking of Chance, did you see the video of their son is played his first varsity game with Sierra Canyon?
I think it, you know, Instagram show you something that you're not about to see. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I saw. It was him in his jersey on the court.
It's like the varsity team is already doing tournaments there. They were out of town. And that boy has gotten so tall. There is no reason for him to be that tall already.
What year is he?
He's about to be a freshman. He just graduated from middle school. Lil Marcus wasn't even that tall coming out of middle school. Lil Marcus was just about to pass me in height in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And then ninth grade, he still didn't pass. I mean, he still hasn't passed me.
Yeah, I mean, everybody got their own height journey.
Somebody said, I took a pic with Angel and Tank in Philly, and they're both tall. Angel was taller than me, and I'm normal size. So, yep, that's what I'm going with. Angel is tall. If you gonna sit up here and lie, Tamra Tips.
Thank you, Tamra. Thank you. Because Angel be like, I'm 5'2".
No, I am 5'5 and 3/4".
And 3 damn quarters. Shut up. You 5'11 and 6'8".
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm not. I'm
Angel's
so
tall. I don't know why she's trying to pass this
you,
off.
We just
short.
Did the video where I had to stand on a chair just to be able to kiss you on your lips.
And you bent down. You bent down. Your chi was below your knees.
What?
That's how you are.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But anyways, that's my Texas Pride story, is that the twins are getting into another realm, and I don't like it. I was like, oh, my boys. So thank God Amar's still losing teeth.
Sai is too. He got a loose tooth.
Does he?
Uh-huh.
So I came in last night. I said, if this ain't his child. He said, Dad, I think I can see Venus. Yeah. And then his geek of a dork dad was like, yeah, yeah, you can. You can see Venus and about this time of day, it's probably facing the northern hemisphere.
Shut up. So yeah, you can see Venus and Jupiter right now, very clearly.
This is what he said. Yeah, Jupiter. Yeah, son. This atmosphere. I was like, dweebs. Anyways, did you catch any of the BET Awards, or were you completely... How much did you see?
I didn't see any of it when I went upstairs. I saw... Actually, there's parts I definitely want to go back and see. Excuse me. I saw the beginning because I was sitting there with you, saw T.I. performing. I was telling Angel, I'm a really big T.I. fan. Like, I do... I feel like he's definitely a little underrated, mm-hmm. in my opinion. Like, yeah. Lyrically, people don't give T.I. the credit he deserves. Like, I'm actually a big T.I. fan. However, I say all that to say... I ain't feeling none of his newest stuff. Mm. Like that, the flow that he does, he used to do it for like 4 or 8 bars, like,
Lilo, is that what he's saying?
I ain't, I'm not feeling it. However, with that said, I do think T.I. is definitely underrated. Saw his performance, all the way up until when I ended up leaving, there was one young lady perform. I'm not into singing like that.
She sang.
She did sing. That first song she sung, I was just like, hey.
Well, that was the only song. I was hoping she was going to skip to another song. She never did.
Yeah. And then I knew Angel needed to watch it because they probably going to talk about it on Here's the Thing. So I said, I'm clearly not into all of this, so I ain't going to keep asking her to fast forward. So I went upstairs. And then I knew it was stuff I was missing that I wanted to see. But then when I came back down, that's when I saw the Lauryn Hill
tribute.
And I needed to be there for that because Lauryn Hill is one of my all-time favorites.
But so is D'Angelo, and you missed it.
I missed it. That's why I said that stuff I got to go back to. So I got to go back and see the D'Angelo one. But thank you for giving me a heads up that it wasn't as good. It was good, but not as good as the Lauryn Hill
one. You know what? This is how people put it. And you might enjoy it a little bit more. I do wish they picked some different artists. I thought Duran was a great fit because he knows his voice quality. It works.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have been fine with even Major going up there to sing some of.
That would have been dope.
But they did a lot of his not big songs. Like,
oh yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yes. So
we don't have his big song. It's D'Angelo, point blank period for me. Like
you would have loved, I do believe they did Slice of Devil's Pie, which we both like. Yeah. And then, she, damn, mother, but like, you know, people want to hear How Does It Feel? People want to hear Brown Sugar. And I don't think
somebody asked me, what's your favorite D'Angelo song? My answer is yes.
Like, so his band,
pick any song, any album, I don't care.
His children introduced the band, and then because it was his band that he always performed
with. Fire. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I definitely gotta go back and see that.
So they had the girl that you're became a fan of, even though you don't really go out to listen to her music. Ari Lennox, the one who has a little bit of an Erykah Badu. Okay. Yeah. I know, I'm saying you became a fan of her at Essence once. I can't remember the rest of the people. The girl who sang Barefoot, the one who you left, she came, they had her come back and sing. She sings Barefoot. She doesn't wear shoes when she sings. But anyways.
I was like, what song is Barefoot?
What would, if they were like, all right, we created this BET Awards specifically, BET Awards show. Jesse Collins called you, right? He's like, hey, Marcus, hey, it's been a long time. Great to, how you been? You're like, good. He He's like, I really want to create this BET award show specifically for you, one that you will enjoy thoroughly, start to finish. Who are you telling him he needs to have up? Yes, I'm talking about Ray Michelle. I couldn't remember that woman's name. I'm talking about Ray, and I'm responding to somebody named Michelle. Sorry. Who are you at telling him to have on that show? And he's like, now, Marcus, here's the only thing. It's got to be hip-hop, R&B, and pop. It can't just be a hip-hop show. This is not the hip-hop awards.
I would definitely say, does Lauryn Hill still perform?
Lauryn who?
Lauryn Hill?
Yeah.
Okay, I would definitely say Lauryn Hill. I need some Missy on there. I don't even know if they'd be able to get Missy.
They could. Could they? It's Jesse. Yeah, he
could. Okay, yeah, Jesse could. I would have to say, yeah, Missy. I want to see some Jill Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Maxwell.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see, what's the other one? Not Maxwell, but.
Not Lenny.
Not Lenny Kravitz.
Not Music Soul Child. Not
Joe.
That's who you were confusing. No, okay. I was
confusing it with. I don't know who I'm getting Maxwell mixed up with. Probably himself. Mm-hmm. Then I want to see the Clips.
Mm-hmm. They won a BET award yesterday.
They should have. I want to see, let me see, hip-hop artists. I want to see Method Man. I want to see Busta Rhymes.
You want to see Method Man perform?
Yes.
Okay, because you know, he just be Meth out here Red. these. Okay, Meth and Red. Yeah. Okay.
Actually, the Meth could definitely perform him by himself. I don't know why he doesn't more. It would have to, it's a niche audience, because his stuff, his solo stuff isn't as popular. But Method Man will shock a lot of people live the way Nas shocked me live.
Nah. Uh-huh.
Like, I'm a big Nas fan. I'd never seen him live before. And then when I did, I was like, oh, my God, he's, like, controlling this crowd.
Mm, he was great in the Lauryn Hill tribute, too. He was so fire.
That's eight, I think.
Did I tell you a certain number?
Nah, I was trying to even it out.
You haven't given me no pop.
I'm not going to.
Jesse.
Oh, hell yeah. I need Dochi on there.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely got to have some Dochi.
Okay. She can go into both hip hop and pop because she has pop songs too.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I need, what happened to Flo Milli?
She had a baby.
Is that what it was?
I think, yeah. She's still around. But she probably doing some motherhood stuff as well. But yeah, she had a baby.
Oh, that's true. Big Daddy Kane about to drop an album.
Wow.
I say him because lyrically he's still at the top and he ain't even in the game no more. He still be, you ain't seen his challenge, his bars challenge.
No.
Oh, my God.
Why would I have seen Big Daddy Kane's bar challenge?
Life.
I need pop artists, Marcus.
I don't know no damn pop artists. Name them. Just name some off.
Beyonce would be considered
okay,
a pop.
Okay, Beyonce.
So is Kelly Rowland would be kind of pop.
Beyonce, Kelly. How are they not R&B, they pop?
They can do both.
Okay.
They can do both.
You're probably only going to get one for the night, though.
Kelly was there. Janet Jackson is pop.
I would say Kelly. Because Kelly, some of the songs that Kelly has with a hip-hop artist, I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you say?
Janet Jackson would be pop.
Yeah, she would be.
Who am I thinking of? Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul.
She's pop.
Then why don't we go out and throw Chaka Khan on there then?
No, now that's funk and that's R&B.
That's pop. It was pop when it was out. When she was pop.
That was funk.
It just transformed into funk.
Doja Cat is pop. I'm trying to think of some other.
I think I said it. I mean, I ain't going to name as many as they done had up there at the awards, but I think I got a pretty good. I can leave Joe at home. Is Joe not good performing no more?
I don't know. What happened? Oh, Rihanna's pop.
Rihanna, okay. Yeah. She can go on there, definitely.
Oh, you put Rhi on there?
Yeah.
Rhi. Okay. Yeah, because they gotta have, they got to have the pop. Yeah,
there's some pop. There you go.
Who's hosting?
Oh, is SZA pop?
She's a little bit both, mostly R&B. They're heavy R&B girlies, but we'll say SZA's got pop. She definitely has pop songs. Sorry, I don't even know why I said she's a little bit both. She's got a lot of pop songs. Who's hosting?
Why are you throwing all this stuff at me that I'm going to have to
I don't know why this answer is so hard.
You hosting.
All right. Look, let me help you out.
You definitely hosting.
Now, Jesse, if you really want me to love the show, my wife, put her on the mic.
Yeah.
Put her on the mic.
You going to walk out to your margarita?
Yeah. Give me a read. No, I'm gonna descend in a margarita glass.
All right.
With a salt on the rim. Give me some of that tequila. We about to get freaking tonight, BET. And then we walk around.
To do all the pro. Oh, Angel would love it. All the promo stuff.
Nigga, what you said? Let me tell you. Make sure you bleep that out. I hosted for the BET experience this weekend. I hosted their first ever step show.
Y'all, I had a good ass lineup. I don't care what nobody say. Go ahead.
You did. I hosted their step show for the BET experience. Baby, I hosted my black ass off. You know, BET Awards, you got a teleprompter. BET experience step show, you write your own script right before it starts because you realize they don't have any copy for you. And then you vamp because they're finding out people that they're expecting to be there are not there, and they need to make up for time. And so, baby, the way you would have either been, if you knew what was going on, you would have been cracking up because you would have been like, this woman is up here tap dancing. They were like, one of the teams is no longer coming. They were losing like 30 to 40 minutes of the show. Because of people that were supposed to perform, not performing. Yeah. Step.
Just not organized?
Well, it was just people that they believed were unconfirming on the day.
Mm.
So I was like, don't worry, I can make up time. How much time do you need? She's just like, I'm not sure yet. I said, okay. So it comes time to introduce the judges. And I said, I'm bringing up each judge one by one. And the judges kept trying to go straight to their table. I said, come to me on the stage. Give it up for blah, 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 blah. Member of Kappa Alpha Psi, Fraternity Incorporated, president of All Black Network, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so when we talked backstage, you said that you were a 6-time step champion. He's giving my, yeah, blah, 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 blah. So what does it take to be a champion here on this stage?
I would have picked up on it real quick. I'm like, she bullshitting right now.
Bullshitting.
Oh, man.
There were 6 judges. I did it for all 6. And then I had the nerve to sing the wrong. They had Nikki Gilbert up there. She's from Brownstone, one of the groups that I loved in the 90s. And, baby, I sang the wrong song to her face. Her song that she had was, what is the Brownstone song? I keep forgetting. This is the problem. Okay, hold on.
What I will say while she's finding that with the parts that I did see of the BET Awards, it's almost like a lot of it wasn't rehearsed. Like the teleprompter reading seemed like a lot of it was done for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of the people were like, you could tell they were, it wasn't as clean and quick as teleprompter reading usually is. When I see people do it, I'm like, I don't understand how they're doing that. A lot of the people that I saw that came up last night to present people and stuff, and I was like, "Oh, you reading this for the first time?"
Yeah, they're supposed to read it right behind. They read it right backstage really fast, but if they didn't really gather it, it falls right about their head.
Yeah, they were just like, "And tonight we," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, you taking your time?"
So Nikki Gilbert of Brownstone, they have the song "If You Love Me." Say it if you trust me. Prove it if you need me. Show it.
I can't remember how it goes.
Need me. Prove it. I sang Sending My Love to You. That is Janae. praying that you. I said, because if they loved you, and I said, because they need to send their love to you, don't they? Send their love.
That's awful.
When I told him Marquita laughed.
Angel.
I said, because they need to send their love to you and pray that you are home, huh?
She sitting there thinking, this ain't my song.
She didn't say shit, though. That was not on purpose.
Oh, my God.
I was like, this is what's so bad. I looked up the song before I went up there to make sure I had the right song. Both of them have love in it. My brain said,
I just said, nasty boy, nasty. I don't mean a thing.
Oh, you nasty boy. I sang the wrong song to that woman.
That's when R&B was R&B and boy.
I've literally.
Oh, my God.
But it was so sweet. As MC Light came up to me in the middle of me. One of the step teams was on and I stepped off the stage. She was like, you are so good at this. And I was like, thanks, MC Light. This is what I do. And it was a walk in. The thing is, with all the things they kept throwing at me because people showing up, not showing up, it was a walk in the park. I was like, sure. I was like, this is what we're going
to
do.
It's easy to go ahead. I'll let you in.
I was like, this is what we're going to do. I said, there's some young Deltas here that I know. I'm going to ask them to stroll after I start the show. I said, and then I see a little SG Row. She by herself. I'm going to ask her to stroll. I said, let me give the AV guy the two songs. And I said, that way we'll get the crowd hype. Yada, yada, yada. I said, it'll eat up some time. Sure enough, the poor girl who was the SG Row, their song is Shake That Monkey. She decided to try to really set it out. Took off her shoes. Not realizing the stage is black. We're outside. She shaked that monkey for maybe two rounds, got off stage, ended up with second degree burns on her feet.
Mm. Was the medics there?
they had to definitely help her out because her feet started blistering. They started getting puffy and blistering immediately. But yeah, even with that, but me just like, I was like, oh, no, that's fine. I made each step team there. Breathe it all hard. Come back on stage. I interviewed them all. All right, tell us your name, when, and where you crossed.
When it's time to waste and no script, it's when you know what you're doing. It's so I'm feeling all of this time. Every single time, you, sir, in the red hat. Come real quick.
I was getting ready to go in the audience and be like, okay.
So how comfortable do you feel wearing that red hat down here in the not-so-savory parts of Los Angeles?
When I tell you, I interview, like, so with the bruhs and the alphas had, like, five dudes step. The bruhs had maybe six or seven. The Deltas had about 20, still made all the Deltas. Tell me your name, where you crossed, when you crossed. All right. Yeah. So tell me why you feel like you should win. Tell the judges, what about what you did?
Yeah, convince them. Did you see the other people step? So what do you have over them?
Going over. Judges, tell me what you felt like was the standout factor in today's performances.
I would have been cracking up.
I mean,
I would have just showed up and not known what was going on and still been cracking up. I'm like, so what happened?
They would be glad I didn't interview the AV guy. Hey, you've been back here, white guy. This is black culture at its finest. Because, like, he was so white. When I said, okay, I need Back That Ass Up, he said, okay, a song called Back That Ass Up. And I said, yes. I said, I think there's two Z's in ass. He was like, do you want the clean version? There's a Back That Thing Up. I said, yes, please. Give me the one without all the cuss words.
No. Give me all the raunchy.
Shut up. But yeah, no, I'm interviewing other celebrities. So Brandi Evans, who was Mercedes on P-Valley, she was there. I was like, Brandi, come on up here, girl.
What she said? Was she like, leave me alone?
No, she got up there. Oh, absolutely. Then I saw Nico, Uncle Clifford from P-Valley. I saw him upstairs in the green room or the holding room, and I just went up there really quickly to charge my phone because it was going dead. And he was like, where are you going? I said, I got to finish out this step show. And he was like, because it was supposed to be while the judges were deliberating. He said, well, hold on. I'm coming with you.
Yeah, sound like it.
He came on. I was like, everybody, give it up. And I can't remember Nico's last name. So I was like, give it up for Nico, who plays Uncle Clifford on P Valley. He came up on that stage. I said, and he's in cream, some sheer,
you know, he was
some boots. You know, I said, look like a glass of milk. And he was like, I'm just trying to give what you're giving. And he got up there and talked. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Go home, get comfortable. Go on, do your thing.
When I tell you, I was like, everybody, had you been there? I've been like, husband, come on up here. Listen, my husband, he is not a part of any Divine Nine. So this is not even his realm. But I could see you enjoyed the show. Tell me, what about this show you enjoyed? And I would have been like, and then, what I enjoyed was seeing you up here walking around. Yeah, you did. Yeah, that was me on Saturday at the BET.
And then she over here wondering, you know, my voice, I got to figure out what's going on. Because I can't, you know, I can talk regular and then I can sing, but I can't do this. Like,
I can't. But why can't I? I want to be able to sing softly. I want to be able to sing in your ear. Sending my love to you.
Anyway, y'all, we got to wrap this up because other people got to come in here and use the space.
Yes, Jenna Juice will be going live if you are a part of either I'm Not a Lawyer But Patreon or Stage Crew Patreon. So make sure you tap into those, especially if you're trying to get through a job that you don't enjoy today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting ready to go home and clean and sit and make content. Make content is really what I'm about to do because I've been slacking.
I need you to clean because I need them people to come look at that bed and I ain't about to invite them up to our room to look at their bed without.
Oh, that'll take me a couple seconds to get that cleaned up.
This is why the dog got cut because Angel said, I'm going to cut her as soon as I get home tomorrow.
But,
and I said, that ain't going to happen.
No, but okay, that's a lie though. You really, first of all, I started cutting her in that morning to show you how serious you I did. Was. And then I was like, okay, I have to get back to this retreat. And then I was coming back with the thought, for real. I was like, all right, let me get all this stuff in the house, unpacked. And then I'm going to cut my dog.
Lies. That was your thought process. That's and not I was what was about to happen.
It was, yes, it was.
And did you cut it off?
I was, after knowing that she was cut, that you slit her throat, I was like.
Wide open.
I said, I just want to love on her. Because
I was like, it's to the point, I'm like, I don't want to, I was trying to prevent me from snapping. It's honestly what it was. Cause I said, if Angel lay here on this couch and go to sleep for the night and this dog is still like this and I got to vacuum once again, I'm going to lose it. I said, so let me go
and the only reason why I didn't cut more, is because I had promised Amar really was serious about, he wanted to be able to help me. So I said, let me not do her whole body, and he has nothing left to do. And then you sat there and slit her throat. Makes me so sad. All right, you guys. Y'all know where to find us on social media. You got Mama Likes. You got Man Shit, Queen Shit.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Patreon, where you can join us at patreon.com/thatchickangel. Until next week. We're back next week, the day after my birthday. Not the day after, but like, right after my birthday, and then we're going to be off the week after that for our anniversary week.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk to you all later.
Y'all have a good one, fam.